Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Hey, Sam. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I did just see one of your offers for a business loan. I was wondering if you can get a little bit of information about it.
Okay, sure. Did you have a reservation code on there?
Reservation code, yeah. Give me one second. I think it's, 2311.
Okay.
-3401-0050-5247.
5246?
Yes.
Okay, give me one second. I'll pull it up and see what we're working with here. All right. And I'm sorry, what was your name?
John.
John, okay. And what's the name of the business that you're calling with?
Aesthetic Smile Dental Laboratory.
Oh, okay. All right, I got you right here. Let me pull it up. Okay. And, John, what is the best number to reach you on in case we do get disconnected?
614-905-0666.
Okay, perfect. All right, and it looks like we have your address as 2425 Deewood Drive, number B, in Columbus?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. All right. Now, it looks like what you have there is a pre-approved finance offer for both equipment financing and working capital. We do have a lot of different programs, so it kind of depends on what your specific need is. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I'll try to, you know, point you in the right direction.
Okay, right now, what is the biggest problem I have right now at the moment? It's my cash flow is really low because of couple of the slow months and couple of the slow client pay. So our capital, we are almost one payroll behind. Almost about a month behind. So it's almost about $30,000 to $35,000 is urgently needed. So that is just to keep the business running and things like that, and nothing changed at the moment. But that is what is really needed. But what I need is I need the last 2-3 years I leased and bought a lot of technology for the office. And what is happening, it's I have too many payments where it's coming all of them together. You know, they come most of the time the account is kind of like empty and things like that, and they're putting stress on us. So what do I need? I need to get some kind of, if it's possible, some kind of reconciling all this together. So that is what I'm trying to, if you can get everything reconciled and put all the lease things I have in one bill, so I don't have to have with this many, like come with this much bills every month.
And also
the building I have in the business, I own the building. I bought it on the land contract. I have another year of it left, which is approximately about another $40,000 to $45,000 left. So I would like to see if I can get some kind of loan, so that it can help me to pay off the building on my name. And if you can, the building probably plays about 370, 360, maybe about a little bit more or less. So what we need to do is we need to make sure I can get the building on my name, and if I can use some of the equity of the building for myself. So those are the goals I have. I don't know, but as I said, a minimum amount, $30,000 to $35,000,
okay.
$40,000, and maximum amount, whatever it is I can be able to get.
Okay, I see. All right. Okay, so let me ask you just a couple basic questions here to give me an idea of kind of where you'll fall in to see what we're working with here. Are you the 100% owner of the business?
Yeah, my wife and I, we are. My wife is, the name right now, it's my business, but the paperwork document, it shows my wife on it. But it's, yes, I am the owner, 100%.
Okay, all right. And is the structure, the business structure, is it, it's still an LLC?
Corporation.
Oh, it's a corporation?
Yeah, it's LLC, limited liability.
Sure, okay. All right. All right. And how long have you been in business?
The business, okay, I've been in business 21 years, but what had happened, a few years ago, I went through a divorce, and then I got remarried, and when I got remarried, I reincorporated the business with my new wife, so therefore, our new corporation is 6 years old, but I've been really in business 21 years.
Okay. All right. And then how about what do you do for your gross annual sales? So for like the top line revenue?
We've been about 670, so between 600 to 670, 640, 660, something like that.
Okay. And is that are you tracking to do about the same or are you up or down from last year?
From last year, we are. Thank you. From last year, we are about the same. But the problem is right now, as I said, we're running with a low cash flow. So because of
Sure.
low cash flow, we cut some of our marketing. So I don't know if this is.
Oh, I see. If it'll have some effect on what you have going forward. Yeah, okay. Okay. Let me take a look. Sorry, I'm writing all this down by hand, taking notes. Okay. All right. Now, I'm assuming, are you looking to get the funds in place as soon as possible? Is that the case?
Yes, that's in the process.
Okay. So I got a couple different ideas. I think first and foremost, we want to tackle this immediate cash flow problem and then maybe address the consolidation efforts. Now we have a couple different options on how we can go about doing that. First, I think I'd like to just try to get you qualified on the working capital side. It's an unsecured loan, so it's unsecured cash that gets deposited into the business checking account, and you can use it for however you see fit. So it can go towards payroll, it can even go towards marketing. You know, you can spend it however you'd like. But to do that first, I need to get you approved. And I'd like to try to get you approved for the largest amount possible. So if we can do more than the 30, 35 to begin with, it might be useful for you. But what I'll do is qualify you for the largest amount, and then from there we'll decide how much you want to use to begin with. Now, based on your sales, typically we're able to free up 10 to 15% of the top line revenue. So if you're around, you know, between 650 and 700, you'd be looking anywhere from, you know, anywhere from 60 to 80,000 probably to be available to you. Now, that amount, it could vary depending on a few different factors. So how about as far as the bank account goes, when you do get low, how low does it go, and do you ever go into negative days on the bank account?
This is right now what is the big problem for me. Yes, because
Yeah.
what had happened the last 2 months, I'll be honest with you, I applied with another company, and they said they're going to give me the loan based by my bank statement, and they asked my bank statement and the credit card amount to be charged monthly,
Sure.
and I provide them with it, and then what they looked at it, they said, because you had the 3, 4, 5, or 6 return checks in the last 2 months, we cannot give you. That was the reason. Because
Okay.
we want to take it. So, yes, we've been in negative the last 3 months. That is what is killing us right now. Because let me explain the nature of my business. My business is a dental laboratory. What do? We get the cases come into the lab, we do the work. So we pay for the employee, we pay for the material, we do the work,
Oh, okay.
we send the work to the doctor, and by the end of the month, let's say for example, if I get a case on the 5th of the month, that case gets done on the 10th, it goes to the doctor, the end of the month, on the 30th, what we do, we send the statement to them. Then they have 30 days to pay me.
Yeah.
So right now, some of them, because of their vacation time, this, they have not been even paying me under 30 days. So, like, for example, right now, I can sit down to just count it. I have, like, $25,000 to $40,000 money in the doctor's hand, my client's hand.
Sure.
My account is negative.
I see.
So that is what is right now. It's my it happened. So what I need to do is I need to replace that cash flow I had so I can keep doing this. And I don't want to call the doctor and tell them, hey, you know what, give my money, because as soon as you tell them, they get upset, they go somewhere else.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I understand. Okay. All right. Now, as far as having, you know, a few dipping down into the negative a few times on the bank statements, it is an issue, but it's something that we can work with. I can take a look at it and see, you know, just how many times and how often it happens. So it will affect kind of which programs that you're able to get into. But because that is happening, as far as the consolidation goes for right now, the consolidation is probably not going to be an option for us, just because in order to do that, we'll need the approval to be much larger. And having such narrow ending balances on the bank account is going to kind of prevent us from getting a large approval. But for the time being, for the immediate need for that cash flow, I still think I would be able to get you, you know, something that will help you with that cash flow. And then the way that it kind of works is we're a relationship-based bank. That's how we refer to ourselves. So once you, you know, enter into, like, say we set you up on a loan right now, a shorter-term loan to cover that cash flow. Once you establish that relationship and show that you can make the payments on time, when you get midway into the term, we would then kind of make it available to you to have a renewal option where you would be able to refinance, get additional funds where the approval amount will probably be much larger the second time around than the first time. So the second time around is where we would be able to go for the consolidation. But for now, I think really your first need is the cash flow. And because of the margins on the bank account, we're going to be limited on how much we're going to be able to get. So I say we go for this first initial smaller amount, help the cash flow, establish the relationship, and then once that relationship is there, we open you up to larger amounts where we can go for the consolidation. Do you follow me with that?
Yes.
Okay, I think that's probably our best game plan here. Now, a couple questions for you. Have you done a working capital loan before?
No, I have not. I never fell to this position.
Okay, so I can give you a brief rundown of kind of the way that it works. Like I said, it's going to be unsecured cash. It gets deposited into the checking account. You can use it however you'd like. The terms are going to be set up anywhere from 3 months, so pretty short, up to 3 years. Now, for this first one, for first-time customers, 3 years usually isn't on the table. It's 2 years is usually the max. But I would suggest for you, because you know that you have this eventual income, you know, coming to you, it's on your books, you're just waiting for the payment, you might want to set it up on a shorter term. So once you get the payment, you can pay it off and then have that relationship established sooner with us so we can get you that larger amount to consolidate on a, you know, we'd probably be looking at like anywhere from 3 to 6 months down the line.
Okay.
So right now where we stand, I think the first step is let's get you qualified, okay? It'll be very similar to, now where did you apply to the last time where they said they couldn't do it because of the insufficient funds?
That was Capital Corp.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. So they are kind of, they're working with a little less programs than what we do. They're specifically just a working capital firm. We, on the other hand, are an actual bank. We have a whole lot more programs. So we're going to have more options for you. But to begin with, the process is going to be very similar to what you did with them. I'm going to get you applied, it's the one-page application, and then it's 6 months of the bank statements and 4 months of your merchant processing statements to show the credit cards. And then also the most recent business tax return that you have. So do you guys have 2015 finished?
2015, yeah. That's a long time ago.
Okay, perfect. So it's just the bank statements, the merchant statements, and the tax return. From there, I can go ahead and get you qualified for this first initial amount. I'll shoot for $30,000 to $35,000. And actually, I'll shoot for even higher than that. But I think more realistically, the $30,000 to $35,000 is probably our best bet of what it's going to come back at based on your sales and the ending balances on the account.
But the thing is, this is what is the issue. Right now, if you look at the bank, ending balance, I mean, going to be like $2,000 to $3,000 negative. Is that something that's going to affect?
Oh, okay. Is it negative right now?
Right now, I just looked at it today. We are like about $1,800 negative. And
okay.
I was hoping to receive some payment today, and I haven't received any payments.
Oh, okay.
$500 payment. But at the same time, like two of my doctors who are the bigger doctor, one is owing me $9,000, one is owing me right now, as we're speaking, $2,400. They both are vacation, so they're not coming back the next week. So because they're not coming to the next week, so honestly, I'm not right now. I'm low in cash flow because
sure
they're not here to pay me.
Okay, yeah, so I understand. I understand.
And the start of the month, like on the 5th, I had $18,000 deposit on my account. But we paid the payroll, we paid this, we paid that, and then we paid some of the bills and things like that, the vendor and things like that, and now we are back to the negative part.
Okay, so here is some kind of straightforward feedback for you. When the account is in the negative, we're not going to be able to get you approved if it's currently in the negative. But what we can do is, if you want to send me everything that you have, so like the application, the tax return, and the bank statements, but then once you get the payments and the account is able to show positive, like if that happens sometime next week, we can send.
This is what is going to happen. You know, the thing is, yeah, after the credit, as I said, like, you know, at the start, like the end of month, next week is the end of month,
uh-huh.
And then the start of the month. So at that point, we're going to have a positive. Okay, we're going to have a positive. I know that because
yeah.
All the ones they haven't paid, they're going to pay. And the ones, you know, they will pay for the next month, they will pay because we are charging some of the credit card in the first day of the month.
Yes.
So we will have positive, but the problem is to keep it positive. That is what I'm right now.
Yes.
It, you know.
So here's
keep it positive.
Here's what so we have to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what we have to do in that situation. If we can get everything in line right now to have the application submitted, but then we wait until it goes positive. And as soon as it does, if you send me a month-to-date statement showing that positive balance, I can go ahead and submit it, and we can get you approved, and then get you the cash based off of it being in the positive, get you the cash to allow it to stay in the positive from there. But we need to do it when the payment comes in and the account is showing positive. That's the only way that it's going to happen. Okay. Do you follow me with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think the best bet is, let me send you everything that I need from you right now. You can gather it, get it back to me, and I will hold it until we have the payment, until you receive the payments to show the bank account is positive. As soon as that happens, you would then send me over the month-to-date statement that shows that it's positive. And then I can submit it, and we can get you an approval, and then tackle this cash flow issue. But
okay.
Until... go ahead.
Now tell me this. When I get through and I get to start doing that, what is going to be the monthly payment? How the monthly payment work and all those things? Can you explain to me?
Sure. So it's going to depend on the type of approval that we're able to get. Basically, let's say we get the approval, I'll give you a couple different options as far as terms go. So, you know, the length of it, you can choose. Let's say we set you up on, I think a shorter term loan might make a little more sense here. so we can get to the midway point and then do the renewal where you'll get more cash. Because at first it sounds like we're only going to have a band-aid solution for you to buy you a little time. We'll buy you a little time, establish the relationship, and then go about an actual solution to your problems with a larger loan. But in the time being, on the short-term one, we would set you up where it will probably, most likely, be daily payments, just because that's what you see most of the time for first-time customers, especially if there are problems with the bank account, with it going in the negative. So the payback will be every weekday. It will automatically be drawn out of the account. We can go ahead when we get the approval. We can play around with it a little to find the payment amount that would make sense that we know isn't going to put you negative. But you would do that for probably about 3 months until we get to the renewal point, and then we'll open it up to a larger approval, and then from there we might be able to get a weekly payment option.
Okay. So go ahead and email me whatever it needed to be so we can
Sure. Yeah, let's at least see if we can get something in place so when it does go positive, we can move on it.
Okay.
Now, what's a good email address I can send you everything over to?
ATA. Yeah. Now go ahead to ESD, Edward Sam David.
Okay.
Larry Appleboy.
Okay.
At Yahoo.com.
At Yahoo.com. Okay. All right. So I will go ahead and send you an email right now with the application and everything that I would need from you. You'll have my direct contact information on there. So you can call me directly. You can send me an email and I'll get right back to you. But go ahead, take a look at it. Send everything back into me and then I will hold on to it until we are able to get a month-to-date statement for the bank account showing it positive. And then at that point, we'll try to get you approved and get some cash in the account.
Okay.
Or did you have any other questions for me while you got me on the line?
No.
Okay. Okay. I'll go ahead. I'll send it out right now. Let me know if you have any questions.
Sure, brother.